All right, it's time for us to spend some time with Attorney Peter Daigle. He's been helping us understand bankruptcy and how it can help us to get back on the right track in our lives. So again, I want to thank Attorney Daigle for being here with us. Thank you and welcome back. How are you?
Oh, thank you, Catherine. I'm very well today. Thanks for asking.
Awesome. Today we're going to talk about options when someone decides to keep their home or not to keep their home. What does that look like for them? And then we want to talk about second mortgages and liens as well. So I want to get into the first question. If a person decides not to keep their house, what does this mean for them?
Well, in terms of the bankruptcy is that you would be forgiven for your promise to pay the mortgage. The mortgage would stay in the home because they have security interest, but your promise that you would repay the money is no longer valid. So they cannot come after you individually for it. You can walk away from it. And it doesn't affect your credit at all. It actually comes off your report because,
oh, wow.
Again, the debt, it would show that you no longer owe it. It would take you 2 years from a foreclosure, though, in a bankruptcy in order to purchase another home, though. So it would
it would
prevent you for 24 months.
But that's purchasing another home. But what about renting a place to stay? I know we've talked a little bit about this in past months, but now I said, okay, I don't want my house. It goes back, and I'm looking at a clean slate, but there's a bit of an obstacle with purchasing a new home. But what about renting a place?
Well, I mean, bankruptcy in general is fairly prevalent, so I don't think it's going to be a complete, unexpected for landlords to see folks have been filed bankruptcy, you know, as they go along. And I think a couple of things. One is, as long as you have the first, last, and security for the landlord, you're going to give them some level of comfort in that you have the money, and also you want to convince them you have a job. But more importantly, most people who need to file bankruptcy are for a reason, and it isn't necessarily because they can't pay their landlord. There's been some health issues, loss of a job, for which now the job is going again, a divorce. There's been an event to occur. So if you can, if the landlord does ask about the bankruptcy, you can explain to him that this event did occur, but now I'm back on my feet. I have a job. What we're finding is that the only folks that are checking credit references are the really large landlords, some more of the institutional landlords, where the smaller landlords that own one or two properties aren't doing it.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. All right. So what about a property that has had a lien on it? Am I able to put that in a bankruptcy?
Yes.
Or what happens there?
You can strip the lien off the house. So if you file for bankruptcy and you have a lien on the house and it's affecting your homestead, which you're entitled to have in every state, then you can take the lien off. You can also remove second mortgages in Chapter 13 if there's no equity in the house. So if the equity in the house, if the value of the house is less than the first mortgage, you can also strip the second mortgage and discharge that debt as if it was a credit card debt.
Okay. That's interesting because I was thinking that a person will be stuck with that. Okay, what about a second mortgage? Because people do that sometimes for whatever reason, to do repairs on a home or, just to have more money to do something, maybe even start a business or something like that. But someone's taking out a second mortgage on their home and they are thinking about filing bankruptcy.
Right, exactly. That can be stripped. But the value of the house has to be what's called underwater, meaning that you owe more on the house than what it's worth. So if you owe on the house more than what it's worth, you've got the ability to strip that second mortgage. So if the value of your house is $200,000 and you owe $200,000 on your first mortgage and $100,000 on your second mortgage, meaning you'd be upside down by $100,000, you could get rid of the second mortgage. You could get rid of it through Chapter 13.
Okay. You've told us many opportunities, like everything I've given you, you've shown us a way around it as far as a bankruptcy being a fresh start.
Right.
And not necessarily a way around it, like avoiding anything, but just helping people to maintain their dignity, to understand that things do happen and it's okay to press reset in their lives. One question I wanted to know, and I know we've, again, there's a lot of things that everyone goes back and listens to the interviews we've done together over the past several months. We've answered a lot of questions. But I want to go back to asking, how is there a limit on how many times a person can file bankruptcy? How many times can I hit reset?
Every 8 years for Chapter 7, every 5 years for Chapter 13. So
okay.
In a Chapter 7, every 8 years you can wipe out 100% of your debt. If you file
okay.
for Chapter 13, you've got to pay some of it back, not all of it, but you've got to make some effort to pay something back.
And then even looking at that, there's a rebuilding process. So this isn't something for you to get out of, you know, debt-free, but it's to reset, because sometimes we're over our heads. And like you said, it could be medical expenses. We didn't have. We don't know how to plan for those things. We don't know something's going to hit us and cost so many thousands of dollars and just have that stored up. It's not possible most times. So this isn't just to, you know, get out of paying your debt, but this is to help you to reset when you have life circumstances that overwhelm you that you can't seem to see your way clear of. And this is a good way to just gain your footing again and begin again. Attorney Daigle, you've helped us so much answering so many questions. Do you have anything that you want to add to what we talked about today?
Well, only this, you know, to sort of echo what you just said is that, you know, it's a long life. And very rarely do I find anybody in here who comes to me that wants to be here. But life sort of got in the way. And there's a circumstance. And even people in my own life, personal life, very rarely do know anybody that sort of gets through it unscathed. You know, where something doesn't occur. It isn't always bankruptcy,
absolutely,
but some kind of event that you really hadn't planned on.
Correct. Attorney Daigle, thank you so much for being here. Tell us about your free book and where many of our questions come from, as well as how can people get in touch with you directly?
Sure, Katha, thank you. They can reach me by calling 508-771-7444. They can also go to my website, Daigle Law Office, and there's a way to order a copy of the free book right on the website. You can order it, and we'll send it out within a day.
Thank you so much, and until next month, have a wonderful day.
Fantastic. You too, Catherine. Bye-bye now.